Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first episode of Rich Auntie. My name is Tierra, and this is
Ashanti.
Hi. All right, so this is a comedic lifestyle podcast where we're pretty much just going to talk about our life experiences as single women in this society and pretty much, you know, the lessons that we've learned along the way in our discovery towards self-awareness and self-discovery. So let's just get right into it, shall we?
We shall.
All right, so what's the first thing that we're going to talk about today?
Basically, we're going to talk to you all about why we felt that this type of podcast was necessary. And specifically, we're going to start by asking why this archetype is needed in your life.
For sure. Okay. So for me, and you can tell me if you agree, but sort of like the conversation that we had when we started this was pretty much just to be like, you know, this is a podcast where, because we have that, the Rich Auntie vibe, the whole thing behind it is kind of like this hood type of archetype, this folklore, almost like a Greek deity type bullshit, you know,
in the hood though,
to basically say that, you know, not everybody has that person in their life, but they do have that image in their mind of that person, that rich auntie.
Right.
And, you know, that person is, she's very well put together. You know, she got her stuff in order. She might be traveling. You may not know. She might be a lesbian because we don't really know. She don't never have a man. And it's because she just, you know, she knows what she wants and she's about getting to what it is that she wants. You know what I mean?
Right. So basically, in essence, and should I say that we discussed this before? No.
Man, I was flowing and go.
So basically, we broke it down into about 12 points. And the 12 points were that, I'm just going to look at it. So 12 points.
Man, I'm going to announce it.
So basically, we broke it down into 12 points. And the 12 points were, she is a matriarch. Ish figure. She doesn't have any kids. She doesn't have a man, which Tierra said before, which basically just allows her to be able to be fluid and go wherever the hell she wants to go, whenever the hell she wants to go. She visits every country. She has experiences that she's taken from every place that she's been. She's very cultured. She's very conversationalist, or she is a conversationalist. Emotionally mature. She's financially stable. Has boundaries, and she does not let anyone cross them. She will let you know in her respectful way, but also in a way that's like, okay, so you don't want to do this. She's well-rounded. She understands her place in the world as far as her spirituality is concerned. She is wise beyond her years, and she's happy. And then lastly, she's just totally free from social norms. And we struggled to like kind of really figure out what we meant by being free from social norms.
Mm-hmm.
You want to like kind of delve into that.
So the way I look at it, when I say like she's free from social norms, I'm kind of saying that like she doesn't allow society and what the roles that we have in place in society dictate to how she's going to carry out her life. You know what I mean? Like, she's very much the kind of person that's like, I know what my beliefs are. I know what I stand for. I know where I want to go. I know my goals. I know all of that. And I'm not going to be swayed from it. I'm not going to be pushed to the side. I'm chasing after whatever that thing is. I'm going to get it. And the other thing that we did not mention is that she is a fruit-bearing tree, right? And so it's kind of hard to explain, you know, in a very short way what that is. But in a sense, it's like she has this wealth of knowledge, but she's also very open to giving that knowledge to other people and bringing people to her level. And not necessarily meaning like you have to be on her path, that you have to have her mindset, but just meaning that you need to elevate yourself and she knows how to help you get to whatever that is for you.
Right.
And she's going to help you get there. You know what I mean?
And because she's that wealth of knowledge, that kind of manifests into the rest of her life where she's able to help you even financially, if you need to, because like you said, she's like financially stable. She probably just has like investments and all types of things, and she doesn't even have to work, you know, type of thing. So if she sees fit that what you need right now is just a monetary, I don't know, if you need some monetary help, then she'll give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
But I also wanted to mention too that like, because especially as a Black woman, like even though I describe myself as such, I don't confine myself to that. And I think that's how Rich Auntie is too. Like, it's very much who I am. Like, I wouldn't speak the way that I do if I weren't a Black woman. However, there's no box that's keeping me in whatever Black
mm-hmm.
woman should be. So,
and that's the thing, is like, she's not in a box. The other thing I did want to say though, is that I don't want people to confuse the Rich Auntie thing, because that's something else that we discussed, is that rich auntie is not just about a financial thing. I mean, yeah, okay, so she definitely has some level of a wealth, some type of a success in her life, something like that. But ultimately, it's not about that. It's about her lifestyle is rich. She's very wealthy in her knowledge, and as far as like in her spirituality and the way that she goes throughout her life, she lives a very rich life. So she can very well have a job or a career that may not seem like the wealthiest type. It may not have the biggest number. She may not make six figures, but she is living the life that she decides. And in that way, she's rich.
Woo!
It's a word.
It was a word.
It's a word.
I'm going to take a sip of one.
Right.
Because, yeah. Once you hit that point in life.
Yeah.
And that's why I just like, she and I, we just became friends, what, maybe 2 or 3 years
yeah,
ago?
Yeah, it was 2016.
We just became friends. Like, literally, we are soulmates. She's so lucky to have me.
Okay.
But anyway. Or soul family is what we found
Yeah,
out.
We are soul family.
I forgot what I was doing with that, to be honest.
I don't know. I would say that it had something to do with the fact that we shared this thought day one. And
yes.
That it was very much like, bitch, where you been?
Right.
All
like,
my
all
life.
My life. All my life. Because, like, I'm not going to say that I just got to the point, honestly, where I feel like I'm working on my inner rich auntie. And she was a little bit older than me, so she's been working on it a little bit longer than I have.
And got nowhere.
It's okay. But life is a journey.
For sure.
As long as we're getting better each day.
Exactly.
But we connect so well because we have always kind of been on that rich auntie journey. And a lot of people are not fortunate enough to be able to start that journey.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we kind of wanted to do this podcast to just help everybody, maybe even expedite the process for y'all if we can, or just get you thinking about how to activate your inner rich auntie, rich spiritual auntie.
Yeah, and honestly, like, this is not just something that's only for women. It's not just for Black women. It's for anybody that needs to be able to have that development, that person that needs that kind of thing. Because when you think about it, like, for instance, in the hood, because, I mean, we come from there, so that's we understand.
Mm-hmm.
When you come from the hood, you grow up with what's in your neighborhood. The people that you idolize are the people that's in your neighborhood. And a lot of times we don't have those positive, that positive energy or those positive people in our lives to like feed into us in that way. So we don't really know about self-discovery. That's the reason why it matters that we have rich auntie in our lives and have that archetype in our life, because we need somebody that's going to be like, hey, it's cool to get out the hood. It don't mean you ain't hood no more.
Right. Or does it mean that you've forgotten where you come from, because you always remember where you come from?
Exactly.
But
I mean, you're
time.
Forever going to be a hood ass. Yeah. But like, right. But at the end of the day, like, the only way to help the neighborhood you come from is to be able to step outside of it and to prosper on your own, to be able to take it home. And that's exactly what she does. She went out, she got her education, she became cultured, she gained all of that knowledge so that she could come back and be that matriarch, you know, to be able to be like, I see where you at, sis. I see where you at, bro. Let me pick you up and bring you up to where I am and give you some of the wealth that I have.
Exactly.
Right.
But at the same time, she is totally aware that you cannot just go around waking people up.
Yeah, you can't wake everybody up.
If they sleep,
people,
they sleep.
Some people really sleep a hard.
Right, and you better catch them in between REM, because if you wake them up,
you're done.
Your REM, they're going to be disoriented and they're going to know what you're
talking
about.
They're going to be disgruntled and you're going to be giving them truth and they're going to act like it ain't truth.
Okay. All right. So, we digress.
Right. But actually, this is a good time to go ahead and segue into the next thing, which is pretty much just talking about the benefits of being able to get onto that journey towards self-awareness and self-discovery. I know for me, I feel like it was very important for me to begin that process because, like I said, I did come from a bad neighborhood. I didn't come from the best environment. And I knew from very early on, like, there's a lot of people here. They're trapped here on a mental level. They're not ever going to leave. And I don't need that to be me. I need to get out. I don't want to be doing drugs fresh out of high school. And now I got 35 kids and I'm only turning 26. Like, that, to me, that was crazy. And if you live like that, ayo, do you? No offense. But that's not the life that I wanted for myself. And, you know, going into like all the different aspects of it, the mental health portion of it, the, you know, having fears about certain things and all that kind of stuff, it was a part of that process for me to be able to be like, okay, like, who am I?
where do I want to go and how do I get there? Okay, I got to get over my fears. I got to, you know, I got to step outside the box. I can't just be a hood person. I have to be educated. I have to step abroad in order to be able to do better for myself, because I don't want to be living up in the hood. I don't want to hear gunshots when I'm trying to go sleep at night. That ain't cute.
It's not cute. So, yeah, so basically the benefits of self-discovery ultimately, and something I really like harp on with people is like, okay, yes, you want to invest in yourself. You want to self-love. You want self-discovery. You want to be the best person that you can be. But ultimately, it's not just for you. It's because then you're able to go back to your community and you're able to be that light. Just being is enough to make a difference because people look at Rich Auntie and they like, dang, how'd she do that? How'd
right, she get with
the Lexus? And then last time she came with the football. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to struggle. Like, life is not does not only come in a package of struggling. And I got some people that, listen, I'm talking to you. I really hope I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like I said, and it's not all, like we were saying before, it's not always just material things too. You have to realize that peace within manifests everywhere in your life.
Girl,
yeah.
Girl.
Listen, and it's not a thing where it's like you go around telling people like, oh, you don't foster to my peace, so you have to go. It's not a cutoff type of thing, like people are doing canceling people all the time. It's just what, and there's this quote that I always like to recite. It's the inner reality creates the outer form. So whenever you have true peace and self-love within yourself, it just permeates to every part of your life. You don't really have to do much, but be that peace that you desire to be, you know?
It just radiates out from you.
Exactly.
It's infectious. It's one of those things that'll catch on other people.
Exactly.
And then also, like, when it comes to self-discovery and awareness, a part of that journey is actually understanding what it truly means to have self-love. Because what's important is, just like she was saying before about like having the wealth of knowledge, having all of these things and finding out who you are to be able to give that to other people, is the same concept with love. You can't give somebody else love when you don't know how to love yourself, when you don't know how to sow into yourself. How can you sow into somebody else positivity? When you don't know how to have peace for yourself, how can you offer peace to somebody else? So ultimately, the reason why you need Rich Auntie in your life and the reason why you want to have that journey with yourself for self-discovery is so that you can be able to give those things to other people and create an environment and create a reality based off of the things that you desire and the things that you deeply need.
Exactly. And so when it's time for you to find a spouse and it's time for you to start having kids, you are so overflowing with love that that's the only thing that you can give to people. When you have self-love, when you really love who you are, and once you're finally, you're fulfilled with the things that you do and who you wake up as every morning, you have kids, you know, because, you know, there's those people who like have kids and they want, okay, so say for instance, I wanted so badly to be a dancer, but I didn't pursue it. And I got pregnant and I had a kid and now I want my child to be a dancer. I'm living vicariously through my child. But if you took the time to love yourself before and invest in yourself in your dreams or whatever it is that you want to do, you wouldn't feel, you know, you wouldn't feel inclined to make your child do whatever, something that they don't want to do. I mean, they might want to dance, but it should be on their own volition. It shouldn't be.
Yeah.
So yeah, just self-love is enough. It's just being able to love yourself and being able to love others the way that they're supposed to be loved too.
Absolutely. And I think the other thing with what you were saying too is like in that type of scenario, another problem that comes out is like a lot of times we have a lot of people that are hurt, that are raising people that are hurt. And it's because of things like that too, where it's like, oh, you know, I wanted to, for instance, I wanted to be that dancer. You know what I mean? But then I got pregnant and I had a kid and all of a sudden I decided that those dreams were no longer tangible for me, even though that may not be
true.
There is a way for that, but maybe you had a defeatist attitude. Maybe you didn't have that true inner peace or that true positivity to see that there's a way towards that. Mm-hmm. And now the negativity that you feel is a negativity that you feed into your child.
Ooh.
And that just, it keeps that cycle going of a community of people that are hurt, that are hurting.
And that's what we're trying to stop, to be honest.
Yes.
And I don't blame the Black community too much for how it's operating right now. Like, we are processing centuries of discrimination, racism, and slavery that we never had a chance to even, like, get over. And then we are just thrown into a society that's really still kind of broken, you know?
Can we talk about that for a second?
Very broken.
Can we talk about that for a second? People. People. Hello? People. It is okay for you to go get help from somebody else. I just want to put that out there, and you just drop it into your spirit and just soak it up for a second. It is actually okay to do that. Like, honestly,
yeah,
that's the biggest problem that I see when it comes to the Black community is that they don't want to go and get that help. And it's like, you have like a hurt inside of you. You have something in you that's damaged that is just festering, and it's like an infection. And you need to cut it out. You cannot cut it out if you ain't talking to nobody. And you can't, don't be going to talk to Pokemon and the local drug dealer, because he ain't got the answer. He just gonna give you some weed. And don't get me wrong, weed is cool or whatever.
Right.
But at the same time, like, that is literally just a coping mechanism. We gotta stop coping with these things, and we need to start actually dealing with those things, because they're not gonna go away until we handle
coping
up on it.
Coping is not processing.
It is not. And I know, because I tried.
Okay. It's not.
I tried to cope, and then it was middle of the day, and I had the blinds shut, and I was crying. It was dark as hell in that room, girl. No.
Yes.
So we can't be.
Yes.
We need to just, and I'm going to forever throw that in there, too. Like, get some help.
No, listen, we are going to be advocates for getting help. Not everybody has the means to go and talk to a counselor. The only reason why I'm able to talk to a counselor right now is because I'm in school full time, and that's part of the tuition, which it should be, okay? Because that stuff is not free, okay? So that's the only reason why I have that. But there are people, obviously, I know that don't have it, but there are avenues. And that's what I want to say, is that I wanted this podcast to be some form of therapy for other people, because I remember when I was going through like my version of depression, where I was actually I had a breakdown, and I was sent to the counselor, but at the same time I had started to listen to podcasts like Amanda Seals. Ooh, she got
the
a girl
Reed.
The Reed, shout out to them,
love them.
Yes. And then also Oprah, but the one specifically where she's speaking with Eckhart Tolle, who's an author and speaks about just spirituality. And so those three things were literally like, if I didn't have therapy, I think I still probably would have been okay. Probably would have been taking a little bit longer, but I would have been okay. So I just hope that y'all can find solace in our podcast as well.
Also, like, low key, because I also love him as well, I feel like I kind of want to like occasionally do a little plug of some of his content, you know what I mean?
Oh, just like record, like snippets?
Kind of just like, you know how some people do like a word of the day or do like a message of the day, just like catch a little moment of some truth from somebody else that isn't just us.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
What I mean?
Yes. If y'all don't follow Empress AK on Instagram, you are probably losing. Your bank account is probably in the negatives, and your credit score is also.
Actually. You ain't never had wine before. You still out here smoking Newports and Cigarillos, and you probably need to moisturize your skin if you haven't actually started following.
Yes,
her, to be
probably crusty.
Real crusty.
Ma'am, can you please drink your wine? Because
I have been. Don't do that. I've been sipping it. Okay.
Did y'all see it? Because I did not. And
you,
I saw it. You saw it. Okay. Comment below if you saw it.
You know that you saw it.
Or respond below. Okay, so what we're doing is we're doing the audio podcast, and we're also going to be uploading to YouTube, so you all will be able to find us on every platform that you millennial people and above and below use, okay?
Okay, so that is going to take us into our next part, which is going to be more about like how exactly we were going to get into the self-discovery. Like, what type of steps do you think that we need to take as far as getting onto that path? So, what do you think?
How do you get onto the path of self-discovery? That is a
loaded and heavy and broad question. It's so deep.
Oh my God. Okay, yeah.
There's
like,
no end to that question.
Yeah, what I do, let me tell you. Get comfortable with being alone. You know that SpongeBob episode when Squidward was
alone. Yeah. I'm bad at that.
Well, yes.
We watch SpongeBob, and we're adults.
Get
over it.
Okay.
Get over it.
And I'm not 18. Thank you.
Bitch, I turn 30 next year.
Okay, and I
don't.
I'm a quarter century, but I do not. I hate you. I'm 25. Yes, I'm a full-time student. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we're moving on.
Yes.
So, yeah, definitely get comfortable with being alone. And what kind of, I realized I was spiraling into like a depression. I don't know how to call it because I'm like, there are people who actually like have clinical depressions. And
mm-hmm.
I was just depressed because my financial situation was changing.
It just got dark and heavy.
Yeah, it was just real heavy. There was
mm-hmm.
a lot changing. That's what it was. I was going through a lot of changes. So my financial situation was changing. I was getting out of a relationship. It was a lot of stuff.
Which, I mean, that is a catalyst for a lot of people.
Yeah.
As far as, like, depression is concerned, that can be a thing. Where it's, like, when you go through a lot of changes at the same time, it
yeah.
really does impact you.
That's true. It does. And my classes were really hard. And it was just
mm-hmm.
not going on. So, I wasn't getting enough sleep. Oh, Lord, now I think about it. That was a
you
lot.
Doing
most.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, I was afraid to be alone after my breakup. And I would try to fill that void up, honestly, with texting guys that I knew that I do not even care about, hanging out with them. I'm going to leave it at that.
yeah, you was. Y'all was reading books.
Reading books and, together. I couldn't stand the sound of their voice.
Mm-hmm.
But here I am listening to them read Little Bo Peep to me. And I'm just like, sir, I know the story.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
That's exactly what happened. Yeah.
It's not even, like, climactic
mm-hmm.
anymore. And I was just doing just whatever. I just could not stand the silence because then I was left to whatever, you know, whatever was going on in my head. And I really don't know. I just, that's another thing. I was newly into modeling at the time, so I was dealing with new insecurities that I never
mm-hmm.
even had.
New levels of rejection.
Yeah, new levels of rejection. So I was just like, I'm too fat. Like, look at me, y'all. I'm like really thin. But I thought that I was too big because, to believe it or not, those girls are really skinny. Like, when you see them in real life, they be like, you want me to do that? No. And I'm in the military, too, so I got to have muscles and stuff on my body. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, it was just a lot. So I had to get comfortable with being alone and being left to my own devices and to the thoughts and my demons, like everything in my head. So once you do that, you're forced to deal. You have to deal with those thoughts. So I think that's the first two steps. Be alone and deal with the voices in your head.
Mm-hmm. Or get dealt with, to be honest, because I'm just go ahead and say a little bit about my experience as far as my first real step into it, because when I first moved out here, it was pretty much kind of like, that was when it really happened, when I really was like, okay, I'm in my darkest place. I was actually depressed at the time and I was going through a lot of stuff. But leading up to that, I had a little couple little moments where the universe or God or whoever you want to believe in was like, hey girl, here's something right here.
Right.
And I had these little dips into the darkness or whatever, but I never truly went down into it until I moved here. And I mean, you already know I was dealing with a situationship that came to a close in a very rough kind of way, in a way that I wasn't prepared to handle. And I went full toxic up in here. Okay. Like when I moved out here, I was entertaining and I wasn't just reading books. I'm going to just say it nice and plain, mama, I'm sorry.
Right.
However, I was really out here for a little bit. I was hurting feelings and I knew that that's what I was doing and I didn't care. And literally, there was a song. What is it? It was my anthem for a hot minute. And it was, she said, I'm gonna do you dirty. You think you love me now? I think you should be worried. And I was like, that is what I'm doing right now. It was, I forget what her name is.
Kehlani.
Yeah, it's her. I was on that specifically. I was like, I'm gonna text you. We gonna have conversations
about books,
maybe 50 Shades of Grey might be the book that we were going to talk about. And then after that, you're going to be sitting there fiending off this honey and I'm going to carry on with my business and I'm going to be validated and I'm going to feel strong and what I need to feel strong in, because I needed some type of external thing to lift me from where I was, because I was just residing in darkness for like a whole year. And I wasn't talking to people. I was going through stuff that I didn't even tell my parents about. And because of it,
you know, I dealt with a lot of stuff. I was in school at the time, had to literally stop going to school because I had got so deep into my own depression that I couldn't even function. I was literally going to class, leaving class, and coming straight to my bed and just sitting there. Blinds was nice and shut. And I'm sitting there like, oh no, I'm over the situations. I'm over the situations.
Right.
And then out of nowhere, bitch is bawling.
Yeah.
And ugly crying, like, and looking at the walls, just crying on the couch for no reason. And that's when I also started self-medicating. I started doing the edibles and I started dipping into smoking and I was drinking. I was actually drinking every day at that time.
I remember that. You would make little cocktails too.
I would make cocktails. I was drinking wine. I was doing everything. And I mean, even before that, I had a moment with depression where I was drinking wine every single morning. And morning for me was different because I was on that weird schedule and everything with the job.
Uh-huh.
But literally, I would drink and then I would take myself to sleep and I'd wake up. And every once in a while, I pour a cup and pour something in there that wasn't just juice and took myself to work knowing I was dead wrong, but I was that deep into it. So it took me being confronted with my own emotions and my own, like, you know, problems to be able to deal with them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing I would say is just be able to sit down. I actually think, like, writing is a really good thing because for me, my biggest problem is I have a hard time talking about it.
Yeah.
You know, there's like a vulnerability thing that goes into it, all that kind of stuff. So for me, if I'm feeling something and I don't really know how to say it, I just write and I just don't stop until I'm done. And by the time I get to the bottom of it, somewhere in there, I've addressed the problem. And I think that's a good thing for people to try to do as well. So.
Mm. Yeah. Personally, I don't have to. You see that glare? Am I tripping?
Oh, you got the sun on you.
Oh, look at that woman.
Mm-hmm. Problematic.
No.
No,
I am a problem. Anyway.
Wow.
I was going to say, for me,
uh-huh.
And I think it's different for everyone. You don't have to necessarily write. I don't have to write. I will say that I'm a better writer than I am speaker when it comes to, like, just making things flow better. But for me, when I am going through something, it really just helps for me to just, like, just say it, just like word vomit it all out, even if it doesn't flow, and just have somebody that's sitting there like,
mm-hmm.
And then I feel better because I come to the conclusion by myself. I'm like, oh,
there it is. Look.
There it
you
is.
You know what else though? That brings up something that I was talking to you about before: the importance of having a person in your life that could tell you who you are when you need it.
Yeah, right here. Don't even worry about it because I put
flip
it right
them
here.
Pay. You know, like, who the F you are. Who the fuck you are. Okay? Because I'm just going to say it. I've already cussed like 1,000 times.
Yeah, it's okay. We're going to be cussing.
Okay.
I'm just taking it easy.
Today. I'm not. I'm just going to be for real with y'all because,
yeah.
You know, that's just how it is. But you want a person that is going to be honest with you. Tell you who you want to be told you are.
Right.
Okay? We don't need a friend that's going to sell you pipe dreams or a person that's going to be your yes man or your yes woman. You need that friend that's literally like, no, ma'am, this is who you are.
Right. And ma'am, also, I remember 4 months ago when you told me this was what your goal was and you had intended
mm-hmm.
on completing it in September. However, it is now August and you have done absolutely jack squat.
Exactly.
What are you doing?
Where you at with that?
Right.
Exactly.
Accountability. And just basically that person who's also on that self-love journey, who can,
mm-hmm.
who has the ability to basically snuff out bullshit.
Yeah, you need an elevation partner. That's what you need. Look at me. Okay. But honestly, though, you do. You need that person that's like, I have goals that I'm trying to get after. And you're like, I got goals I'm trying to get. Okay, so let's talk about them goals real quick and let's create some level of accountability.
Right.
And that can be a tool towards that. So that kind of, you know, goes into a little bit of a separate portion that is still technically a part of self-discovery. But that person can be all those things for you. They can be that person that's like, hey, man, look.
And it don't have to be a romantic person.
No, it don't.
Please invest in your friendships, too.
Yeah, it's very important. Also, speaking of that, when you get with somebody, do not neglect your friends.
Don't leave them. Everybody plays a role.
Exactly. Because that's the other thing, and that's the reason why we are such good friends and why I am like you, little sis, is because when I was going through things, them things,
Uh-huh. Bitch, I don't fight it. When I was going through things, the person that I was able to turn to, and not even that I was able to turn to, but the one that grabbed me and turned me, was you. Because when I say I wasn't saying anything, I was chilling on it. I was...
Yeah, you was radio silent.
Mm-hmm. Because that's what I'll do. I will shut it all the way down. I will shut... Communications, what are they? People, who are they? What is the sun? Because the blinds are shut, and I ain't talking to nobody. And you was the person that was like, let me get up in this darkness real quick and grab you by your hair.
I don't remember doing that. Please give me an example.
So, the first time that you did it, I don't really want to get into specifics with it.
Okay.
Was when Voldemort, I'm going to call him Voldemort.
He who shall not be
when
named.
Voldemort was still actively in my life at the time,
mm-hmm.
and he hit you up and was like, hey, have you spoken to Tierra lately?
Uh-huh.
And you literally, like, immediately was like, hey, girl, so I don't know what's up, but what is up? Also, like, I'm sorry that I haven't already figured out that something is wrong here.
This is
and
Augusta, right?
This was in Augusta. Yeah, this was when I was like, oh, wait, this bitch is my friend. Oh, my boy. You know, like...
Wow.
But then, and it turned into that, and
like,
even when I came down here, when I came to Orlando, it was like, you kept hitting me up like, hey, so how you feeling today? And I'm like, I remember all of that.
I have a terrible memory.
She really do. But it's fine, though, because, like, I remember it because that was actually, like, a very, very dark place that I was in.
I just remember this one time you had cramps, and I really wanted to bring you some ice cream or some chocolate. I forgot what it was. And you was like, no, I'm good. I'm like, well, she's alone. I was telling my boyfriend at the time. He's like, why do you feel like
you're
good?
Oh, I remember
good?
That.
Actually, no, he was going to come with me to do it. Yeah, yeah. But she was like, I'm good, y'all. Like,
right,
chill.
I'm dying, but it's fine.
Right. Like, I really wish now I just would have freaking, like, not listened to you. Just
right.
Like,
this is a monthly death. Like, don't even stress it.
You know, me, I'm on a patch. So I'd be like, look, it's been 4, 5, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
See, I can't
10,
do that. I'm sorry. I'm too scared that my body's going to try to pay me back for the time it missed with me.
Well, see, I haven't gotten to that part of self-love.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I hate that part of myself.
I feel you. I'm
so,
just trying to, like, not medicate nothing and just be out here in nature and stuff like that.
Yes.
So.
Ooh, nature. That will be another
mm-hmm.
episode when I finally get over dirt. But, like, I actually do want to get more in touch with nature because...
Yeah.
That's a big important thing. Anyway,
that's another thing.
Oh, are we not digressing? Okay.
No, that was a digress, but I'm bringing it back. Another thing, it kind of plays into what you were saying, though. Find something that you love and ride it until the wheels fall off of that thing, okay? Because for me, it's dancing, right?
For me as well.
And, okay, you know, maybe you like arithmetic. Maybe you really like geometry. You like to put stuff in graphing calculators. You like the, you know, I don't know.
Do it.
You like to solve for X. I don't know. Whatever that is, whatever that thing is, hold on to that. And also make sure that you try to reach out and find a community that is also doing that thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get around like-minded people that can distract you from the darkness, because you're going to be in there and you're going to have to deal with whatever it is you're dealing with. But you also need to take a hiatus from that and just love on yourself and care for yourself in the process, because it is a painful process to strip away everything that's going on with you and, like, get down to the, why am I hurting? Why am I,
like,
randomly crying?
Okay. The last 5 days I have been crying, but today, no, not today. Today I will
mm-hmm.
make it my duty
to solve 12 math problems
with intention
intention.
I will have a good time. Okay.
Also, yeah, did you want to go ahead and explain the whole thing about intention, because I actually like what you said about that before.
Oh,
doing
yes.
things you love with intention.
Yes.
That
Woo! Okay, so when you speak to a lot of people who are spiritual, they talk about meditation in the traditional sense, where they're talking about you just going on or whatever, being silent. Personally, I have some form of ADHD something.
Yeah.
So I don't do sitting down and doing nothing very well. What I do do is I like to dance and I like to move around. And for me, dancing, I have realized, is that form of meditation. Because when you're meditating, you are focusing only on one thing or nothing at all. Nothing
mm-hmm.
matters. It's just something that elevates you to a different realm where bills and anything else.
It's like Squidward, alone.
Alone. But except you're happy to be there.
Yeah, except you are in the bubble. It's a galaxy happening around you.
Right.
The stars and stuff. You know?
Flow in, like, nothing matters.
Exactly.
No societal norms. No, just nothing that society has placed in our life to distract us from, let's talk about it, growing in a spiritual sense and manifesting our goals, because there's so much power in that. How it is. So what I do is, when I go dancing, which I usually go dancing at least every weekend if I can make it, I'm like, all right, this is my moment to just, I don't know how to explain it, but I do it with intention. I go in there knowing, first of all, I just pay at least $7 to be up in here, and I'm a college student, and that is like at least a third of my gas tank. And I'm also driving an hour, so I'm going to get in here and I'm going to dance a lot, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I want my underwear to be wet.
You said that. Actually,
okay,
though, that's true.
I better walk out of here with my legs crossed because...
Because what's happening in that.
Because crotch sweat is a thing, okay?
And it's very real. And it's very real.
It is. And booty sweat. All of that. I want trickle
be
rain
happening
down on the booty cheeks. Please.
You're dusty.
All
right. Oh, you're dusty. But no, you're right. It's kind of like, because we share that in common. The whole dancing thing is that, like, dancing, it feels like, how I've always said it is, like, no matter how I feel, even if I'm like, yo, I don't even want to go dancing right now, I get there, and then as soon as somebody asks me to dance and my feet hit the floor, it's like I've taken off this thick winter coat that's just been drenched in water. It's like everything is so heavy, and I just pull it off, and then I'm spinning around like I'm a goddess or something, and I'm just attracting love and light and energy. I mean, I am. But I'm just, like, you know, attracting all this positive energy and things like that, and that's the feeling you need, you know? When you're going through the things that you're dealing with, you do need that. For a female, you're a goddess. Hey, maybe as a man, you're a goddess too. I don't know.
Whatever your
bag is, get into that.
Okay.
Because, you know, when you're in the dark place, you ain't feeling too cute. You ain't feeling attractive. You ugly. You sweaty and you stink. Like, you're dealing with a whole bunch, right? On an emotional, spiritual level, your soul stink. And then you get into this thing, and it's like, whatever that thing is, it's like it bathes you and it cleanses you on an emotional level.
Right.
You need that. See how I brought it home?
Right. Yeah. So, anyway.
Get rid of the soul funk. That's all I'm saying.
Because you stink.
Yes.
We smell you. And people who are on a certain level as far as their spirituality, we smell y'all. Like, we smell the people who are not necessarily going into the world with intentions or good intentions. We can smell that, and we feel for you. But at the same time, just know if you have somebody who's on that kind of wavelength as far as being self-aware, you might just end up missing out on just how great they are. Just because... we want you to get to that point, but we can't force you to get there. You got to want it for yourself.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing with Rich Auntie, because Rich Auntie's like, look, I'm going to give you these tools, but if you don't use them, then what?
Right. That's all I can do for you. I can't love you more than you love you.
Exactly.
And that's really what it comes down to. I really think that the most important thing, like, when it comes to life just on earth, and we're not talking, like, just get rid of, like, school, careers, all that stuff. The only thing that really matters is your spirituality, like how whole you are as a person when all of that stuff goes away, and love, honestly. Those are things that really just drive the world.
Exactly. And at the end of the day, like, you need to be able to be exactly who you are and love yourself for that. Because even when you have somebody else that's in your life, you still have to maintain your own humanity and your own self.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, the objective is in self-discovery is really just getting to the point where you can honestly love yourself.
Right.
And that is a lot deeper, and that's a lot harder than people really understand.
It really
is. I mean?
It's like, this is what you have. This is all that you have. At the end, you can't elect to be somebody else or to be something else.
Mm-hmm.
You can develop talents and all that stuff, but at the end of the day, you are just going to be you. And if you can't be comfortable with that, then you'll never find self-love. Mm-hmm. Never find it.
And you know this, because you know I listen to a lot of podcasts. There's this one podcast that I've listened to, and they say this all the time, and I actually really love it. They say you need to be a better coach to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're saying is like,
take your advice.
Well, not even just that.
Just kidding.
But just be better at how you talk to yourself.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Because when you think about it, it's like, you probably have some childhood trauma. You might have some. Everybody has a certain level of childhood trauma.
Yeah.
You need to stop acting like that's not real.
Right.
But when you look at how you talk to yourself right now, like, I'd be like, yeah, I feel fat right now.
Yeah.
I'm
would
not,
you
I don't
say that
thinking.
To your childhood self?
Exactly. Would you say that to the child in you? You wouldn't say that.
No.
So then that means that's not how you're supposed to talk to yourself. You need to be babying yourself, okay? Be real with yourself, but at the same time, don't be mean either.
Right.
Don't be mean to yourself.
Right.
That's one of those initial steps, too.
Don't be mean to yourself. Forgive yourself
mm-hmm.
for anything that you may have done.
Be honest with yourself.
Oh, please be honest.
Accept the fault in yourself and identify the fault from the other person in that situation. Whatever that thing is that you need to get past,
mm-hmm.
you have to be very real with your own part in that level of destruction that
and
you
realize
created.
That's the only thing that you can really, I'm not going to say change, but reconcile with. Like, you can't force that other person to be sorry or to get to this level of understanding that you have.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to realize what part you played in it, forgive them, and honestly move on.
And you know what I'm glad you said that too. What I've realized in dealing with the things that I've dealt with, I don't have to forgive the person that did anything. Now, it's nice to forgive the person. It's nice to get to a point where you no longer have any hostile emotions about it. But when it came down to it, it was like, oh, I forgive him, I forgive him, I forgive him. But I still had issue with what was going on. So then did I really forget? Have I really gotten over the situation? Have I really reconciled what was going on? What I've recognized in that situation is that I needed to forgive myself.
Hmm.
Because when people forgive somebody, it's like you were hoping for some closure, or you were looking for another person to be. You're forgiving in the sense that this person needs forgiveness. And this person don't need forgiveness. This person does not care. Or maybe they do. You don't know.
Right.
But at the end of the day, the way to get past something is understanding that what they did was out of your control, but how you handled it was in your control. And those are the things that you have to forgive. The things that you did to perpetuate whatever the problem is. Not to say that they weren't a problem,
mm-hmm.
but you have to see where you are also the problem.
Well, sometimes people are just solely victims and they don't have to really forgive themselves in anything. Like, for instance, a child
yeah.
who was molested or something like that.
That's
like,
a totally different situation.
Yeah, yeah
but
that's
I've also
still a
like,
demon that they have to aura.
Yeah, absolutely. But I've also like heard about like people, and I can't say this for everybody, but I have heard instances where people are like, in some way, shape, or form, they faulted themselves for that.
Mm-hmm.
And in that way, they still had to give themselves forgiveness.
Okay.
In whatever they have created in their mind to be wrong. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
There are people like, for instance, like when a girl tells her mom, yeah, he touched me. And the mom is like, ah, no,
yeah.
you didn't. Da, 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 da. Now you created this environment where I did something wrong, but I was the person that was molested.
Right.
Maybe it comes from that type of external thing. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe I just genuinely have it in me where I feel like I could have avoided that. I could have stopped that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess if that's what you need to do to move forward
yeah.
and forgive yourself, but that's not your fault.
No, it's not your fault. And I would never say that it's your fault. People need to know how to keep their hands to themselves.
Period.
Period.
Okay.
Okay. But at the same time, you also need to allow yourself to be okay with whatever happened and identify what those things are,
yeah.
regardless of what means that is.
Yeah.
Because some people harbor that. Some people hate themselves because of something that happened to them.
Yeah.
And you have to at least forgive yourself for how you feel about yourself is
right.
basically what I'm saying.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. But
where are we at? Because we're running out of time.
Yeah, I was going to say. But
did you have another point?
No, we're good. So those are the things that we pretty much wanted to talk about in this episode. We haven't necessarily set a time as far as like a schedule for how often we want to do these episodes, but we are going to try to make it a regular thing.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And just make sure that you get onto all of our social medias and everything like that. Do you want to go ahead and plug anything?
So you can follow me on Instagram at Shani Moore, S-H-A-N 3 I's M-O-O-R-E.
Okay.
And then you can follow me at The Vibrant Impulse. And if you know how to spell, then I definitely want you to follow me because it's spelled exactly how it sounds. So.
And you'll be able to actually follow our page once we get that going on.
Yes.
Probably all platforms.
Yeah.
I hate Twitter, but, you know, people like Twitter. So we might
yeah,
have
some
to
people really
there.
Be about Twitter.
Can you do it? Because I don't want to do it.
I'm going to be honest. We don't have to do it because I also do not frequent the tweet zone.
Yeah,
I don't
do that either.
But yeah, so that's pretty much going to be the end of this one. Thank you for listening.
I feel like we should have given them more insight as to who we are, where we like, why, how we've gotten to this point.
I feel like we can touch on that in another, like maybe in the next one.
Okay, so I guess y'all got to figure, I mean, y'all have to stick around to the next episode. Too.
Exactly, because you don't get to know everything in the first episode. Like, stop being entitled. To be honest.
Oh my God. Guys, bye.
Bye.